Again, Gunashish for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, the Iron Man is coming. Yes, the Iron Man is coming, and it's creating quite a buzz in the world of triathlon competitors. Mark your calendar, Sunday, August 7th, here in Juno. Three races all in one day, 2.4 miles across Auk Lake, 112 miles across Glacier Highway, and a 26-mile run through the rainforest. And Travel Juno is as proud as heck for its role in bringing this event to Juno. And joining us now to tell us what it could mean for our local economy, we have Liz Perry. She's Executive Director for Travel Juno. And I know people are wanting to know more as this evolves. I bet you're even excited, even though it means a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, Rhonda. And yes, we are excited, and we are really happy to be working with the Ironman team to bring this great event to the community. So, yeah, it's going to bring a lot of folks in, and it will help put Juno on the map as a training ground, as well as the place for outdoor activities that we know of.
Well, this is Ironman Alaska, and, of course, there are Ironmans all over the country, but I think this is the first Ironman Alaska?
That's correct. This is an inaugural event. They have not previously held an Ironman in Alaska. So this is going to be kind of a testing ground for that. And we're very, very happy that Juno was selected to do this and to host.
So how do you think we got this? I mean, what kind of a pitch did you make? Because there are other places in Alaska that they might have gone to that are just as scenic.
Well, what actually happened was I received a direct email from the team at Ironman, just kind of posing the question of whether Juno would be in a position to host this, whether it would be a good fit for Juno, and just to start that conversation. And frankly, I took a look at it and I thought, this sounds too good to be true. And I just about put it into my spam email folder. Then I thought about it. I brought it back, took another look at it, did a little digging, and handed it off to our convention and group sales manager and I said, just find out whether this is for real. And she did. She let me know really in short order that it absolutely was for real. And that started the conversation in actually October of last year.
So what kind of conversations were those?
Well, we had, of course, a lot of Zoom conversations with the team. Ironman has their team all regionally based. So originally the team was out of Colorado, handles the western portion of the U.S. One of the first things that I did was try to put together a group of local folks who would be able to help make decisions about the best place to route it out. Where would we swim? Where would they bike? On and on. So got Alaska Department of Transportation on board very early. And of course, CBJ had to get involved very early as well. So that meant getting the police department, CCFR on board, just to see what the challenges might be. And after having some discussions with the Ironman team and pulling all of those people together, and very early on, we brought University of Alaska Southeast on. We identified very early in the process that the event should take place north of the main downtown center because we will be in the middle of our regular tourist season. And this was an opportunity to kind of spread all of that out, go north of town. And the university is a nearly perfect hub for all of those activities for the athletes to transition from from the swimming to the biking and then to the running, and then have the university be the finish line as well.
Well, it's kind of nicely intact, isn't it? Because I would imagine that in a lot of locations, things would be pretty spread out between the different kinds of terrain available. So actually, this could be very interesting to have it all in one area for spectators.
Well, right. And it doesn't lend itself that well to being a spectator sport, primarily because the athletes get spread out really pretty quickly. So, and as you know, if you're, out the road, out Glacier Highway, there aren't that many places to stay. But what we're going to do is work with the Ironman team and identify good places for people to watch or to participate in some way. And we'll get all of that identified probably over the winter. So we'll have a solid plan as we enter the next calendar year.
Well, from what I understand, Ironman Alaska is expecting about 1,500 contestants to converge on our city. So what does that really mean?
Well, they always, of course, bring family with them. And Ironman has positioned this event as a family event, kind of a boutique event as well. So they limited the registration because we talked again early on about some of the constraints about Juneau's hotel stock and the number of rooms available. They'll have some attrition with the numbers of athletes coming in, but this was a huge opportunity for all of our hotels, our B&Bs, inns, and actually Airbnb and VRBOs to participate as well. There are going to be opportunities also for Juneau residents if they're interested in opening their homes to athletes and their families. If they go to the traveljuneau.com/Ironman website, we have a page that's dedicated to locals, and they can find information on how to put their rental up in front of the Ironman athletes and some of the rules around that, and also how they can volunteer. So we'll need a large number of volunteers throughout the community to help us on race day and ahead of race day. So lots of opportunities for people and groups to get engaged with the event.
So is this kind of a one-off event? I mean, it happens here and it evaporates once the racers finish the first course.
Well, no. And of course, some of the racers, won't unfortunately finish the entire course. There will be some attrition even during the day. But we anticipate that this will be about a 17-hour event start to finish on that Sunday, with the athletes arriving in Juneau probably starting on Wednesday or Thursday, spend a couple of days scouting out the route and the courses, making sure that they're familiar with those. Then race day is Sunday, August 7th, 22. The next day, there will probably be an awards ceremony, and we anticipate that athletes and their traveling parties will spend a few days in Juneau or in Southeast Alaska post-race. That's very typical for a race of this kind. They come in, and not only do they spend time at the actual competition, but they spend some time with their families enjoying the location. And so Travel Juneau is working with the University of Alaska Southeast to make sure that they get a warm welcome. They know all of the things that are available to them and their families to enjoy in Juneau and get that good word out there.
Well, what I meant by a one-off, is this a one-year event? Are they done with us after next August?
Oh, no. We have actually signed a 3-year contract with them. So we will see events in 22, 23, and 24. At that time, we'll kind of sit back and see how successful the event has been. And we hope to, if it is successful and it's a good fit for Juneau, there are a lot of communities that have longstanding relationships with Ironman and have done this for a decade or more. So sometimes communities will take a pause after a certain number of events. And kind of regroup and give themselves a break, but then they're ready to launch back into it. And I've heard that from a number of CDBs and visitor bureaus from across the U.S. that I've talked to about the event. So it's I think it'll be a great thing economically for Juneau, and again, help us get really positioned for athletes.
So what about just the overall overflow to the economy from this event? I mean, you've mentioned a few things, hotels and some of the typical things, but what could be some of the long-term implications of getting this kind of exposure?
Well, long-term and just the ripple effect of having these folks into town can be really huge, because it tends to be a a little bit higher end crowd. And so they will be in our restaurants. They'll be, you know, doing, you know, getting retail purchasing, making big purchases and taking excursions while they're here. And overall, we know that the, you know, the benefit to the town can be in the millions of dollars just economically. So for marketing purposes, you know, again, this allows us then to really get out ahead of folks who are looking for great places to come and train, great places to compete. And it allows us another way to show all of the great outdoor activities that Juneau has to offer.
What is it that you don't think tourists at large in the country realize about Juneau? I mean, they tend to think of Alaska as this great place with all kinds of stuff, but what is it you think that they don't get exactly?
I don't think yet that they get what a hospitable place Juneau can actually be. And getting them, once they're on the ground here, then they realize, for example, how walkable the downtown is and how close by all of the activities are. Unlike a lot of other places in Alaska where you have to travel for an hour and a half to 3 hours to do the thing that you want to do, it's right here practically at your doorstep in Juneau. So that simple practicality, I think, really stuns people when they get here. So they're really happy to see the beautiful scenery and, again, all the things that that we see on a daily basis, alongside clean air, clean water, like I said, a walkable downtown, and they're just amazed when they get there, all of the things there are to do in a very kind of compact way.
And what about the inspiration factor of us as a community being able to see close at hand people who really strive for excellence, to push the limits of endurance?
Well, Juneau also has a very active, athletic community, in and of itself. There are, a lot of folks here who have already registered, who are triathletes themselves. So having that group of mentors to help travel Juneau and Ironman get this event launched is incredibly helpful. And these athletes talk among themselves. There's a lot of word of mouth. They know each other. So it can be a tight-knit group in and of itself. So we're considering this kind of a group sale, if you will. It's a group that travels together. And I think once the word of mouth gets out there, what great place Juneau is, they'll be back with their families, whether there's an Ironman or not.
Well, I hate to raise the specter of the pandemic, and we all hope that, by the end of this year, we turn the corner on that. But is that figuring into your plans, the possibility that we may be dealing with another variant or another outbreak?
I think that is part of the Plan B, Plan B part of this, and certainly that is in the back of our minds as we're making all of these plans and pulling all of these groups together, because we certainly don't want to, like everybody else, when you're planning a huge event, you don't want to plan it and then having put all of that time and resources into it just to have it pulled. But I know that Ironman has had to cancel some events this year because of the pandemic, and they postponed them and try to get them rescheduled as quickly as possible. I think that's something we'll really attend to very much, very intentionally as we approach the springtime and we see where we are.
Well, before we let you go, we probably should ask you about the current tourism season. And of course, Travel Juneau focuses mainly on independent travelers. But how are we doing? Because we did have some more small cruise ships come into the market. And towards the tail end of the season, we've had some of the big cruise ships come back. So how is it shaking down?
What we're hearing from our hoteliers is that they are seeing really high occupancy rates, and our B&B and inns, smaller properties, and certainly remote properties have been booked most of the season. Many of the smaller properties are already seeing bookings into 22 because they couldn't accommodate people for 21. They were just that busy. So if you've been around Juneau this summer at all, we've seen a lot of people walking around and taking advantage of everything that Juneau has to offer. So that's great. The practical matter, though, is that a lot of our retailers, restaurateurs, bars are seeing maybe 5 to 15% of the income and revenue that they would have seen, say, in 2018 or 2019. So I think it's going to be kind of a mixed bag when all of this kind of shakes out. We're certainly glad that through our marketing and messaging that we got out, that Juneau was a pretty safe place to come in during the pandemic because we were taking care of each other. We're seeing a lot of people who have come in because of that. And we're just hoping that we can get things back kind of into shape overall. I think just getting the number of independent people into town in general is something we always strive for, but with the understanding that to increase that number a lot will require a lot more infrastructure than Juneau currently has. More hotels, more restaurants, more infrastructure, more sewage, water, electricity, and staffing. So staffing remains an issue all through the summer, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed that that will kind of sort itself out by 22.
That's right, because the big cruise ships don't necessarily need the hotels and all of that because they're on the cruise ships. So that's a lot to think about as far as capacity goes. And what about volume and capacity? I mean, even though we see things bustling, is that a little misleading?
It may be misleading. Because we see things and it looks busy, but it's certainly not as busy as we have seen it in previous years. We know that the spending is out there for the people who have arrived in Juneau, but I think we need to wait and see when all the numbers are in at the end of the season, just how we did. So we'll be tracking that with our partners and with the City and Borough of Juneau in terms of sales tax and hotel bed tax, and just kind of see how we did. I suspect it's going to be kind of a mixed bag.
Well, do you think that the Iron Man Alaska could be the light at the end of the tunnel, fingers crossed?
Well, it certainly has been a real good, a spark of joy for us, because it means that, Juneau is attracting attention. And this is, the kind of thing that we've been trying to get launched for a while. So I think it bodes well for Juneau, and we're going to do everything we can to give the athletes and their traveling parties just a terrific Juneau experience.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Liz Perry, for coming on and giving us this big overview. And I hope you'll come back and give us updates on what's coming, because I have a feeling we need to get ready for this.
We do. And again, I encourage residents, if they're interested in putting their homes up, to go to the traveljuneau.com website and find out how to do that. And we're happy to answer those calls here at the office as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Liz. Liz Perry with Travel Juneau.